This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Alla loro famiglie. Apri I cuori dell'intera comunità internazionale.
Pope Francis appeared to ask Russia to seek the truth about its invasion of Ukraine in his Easter message to the world on Sunday and renewed an appeal for dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians following recent violence. The 86-year-old Francis presided at a solemn Easter Day Mass in sunny St. Peter's Square after a week of unseasonal cold that forced him to skip an outdoor service on Friday as a precaution following his hospitalization for bronchitis at the end of March. There was also traditional pomp and sacred singing on the most important and joyous day of the church's calendar, commemorating the day Christians believe Jesus rose from the dead. The Archbishop of New York celebrates Easter Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral with a message of good over evil, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan told worshipers at St. Patrick's Cathedral that Easter reminds us God always has the last word over Satan.
The victory of Easter is stronger than the darkness of Good Friday, because Easter has the last word.
He says sometimes life feels like Good Friday, the day Jesus was crucified, but then Easter comes.
Life and light and mercy and grace and goodness.
Cardinal Dolan ended with levity.
That great theologian, Yogi Berra, who said, "It ain't over till it's over."
Julie Walker, New York.
Israel's government on Sunday rejected claims raised in documents allegedly leaked from the U.S. Defense Department that leaders of its foreign intelligence service Mossad had supported nationwide protest against a proposed overhaul of Israel's judiciary. This is VOA News. Gunfire was heard in at least two towns in Ethiopia's Amhara region on Sunday as thousands protested against a federal government order to integrate regional special forces into the police or national army, residents said. Members of Amhara's special forces and allied militias vowed to oppose Thursday's order, setting up a standoff with the government of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who said in a statement the plan was, quote, for the sake of Ethiopia's national unity. The order applies to all of Ethiopia's 11 regions, which have their own regional armies and the right use their own language, but has been received particularly badly in Amhara, the second biggest, which has fallen out with Abiy recently. A residential building in France's second largest city collapsed early Sunday. Steve Karish has more.
Emergency workers are still looking for victims. At least six people were injured, and as many as 10 are believed to still be trapped in the rubble. Officials said an explosion was heard, but it's not immediately clear if the explosion caused the building to collapse or if the collapse triggered the explosion. A fire, however, erupted on the site after the building fell. Two buildings near the downed structure have also partially collapsed. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S.'s top health official says a court ruling threatening the availability of a main drug used in medication abortion was, quote, not America. And Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra isn't ruling out defying the judge's order if necessary. Becerra tells CNN's State of the Union that, quote, we want the courts to overturn this reckless decision so women can continue to have access to a drug that's proven itself safe. American golfer Tiger Woods withdrew from the Masters before the resumption of the third round Sunday, ending his streak of completing all 72 holes of every tournament he has played at Augusta National as a professional. The Super Mario Brothers movie was a big winner with movie audiences in its opening weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
All right. That's a go.
The Super Mario Brothers movie earned $146.4 million over the weekend and $204.6 million in its first 5 days of release, according to studio estimates. That's just domestically. Worldwide, it's made $377 million, beating out Frozen 2 as the top opening for an animated film globally. John Wick Chapter 4 is the number two movie this week in North America, followed by Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves. The Matt Damon, Ben Affleck film Air debuts in fourth. Scream 6 is number five. I'm Archie Zarletta.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.